Sunday was a busy day for the Aurelia OPP. And things got started early. At about 3:05 a.m., several alarm hits alerted police to a break and enter at a downtown jewelry store. Uniformed officers arrived to find the rear metal door of P.D. Murphy Jewelers pried open and the glass door smashed open. A search of the area was conducted with assistance from the emergency response team, but a suspect was not located, says a media release from the opposite. Police would not say what, if anything, was stolen during the incident. While that investigation was occurring, a second alarm went off, at 3:41 a.m. at Country Produce on West Mount Drive. Uniformed officers arrived on scene and observed glass smashed at the front entrance, says the media release. Extensive patrols were conducted in the area, but the suspect, who is believed to be the same person who hit the downtown store 40 minutes earlier, was not located. Aurelia OPP Const. Giles Dwaran says the investigation is ongoing and said there is no description yet of a suspect. Later in the day, at around 5:30 p.m., many residents in the Homewood Park area noticed a heavy police presence in the area. Police say they were investigating a weapons incident in the area of Woodside Drive and Mississauga Street. Aurelia OPP responded immediately, setting up containment of the area, notes an Aurelia OPP media release. Shortly after, a 27-year-old male was taken into custody without incident. The suspect's identity was not released. He was not charged with any criminal offenses. The Aurelia OPP considers this an isolated incident and there is no threat to public safety, noted the media release. Shortly after that incident, several Aurelia OPP vehicles and officers were called to support the Aurelia Fire Department after a fire erupted in a fourth-floor apartment unit at 21 Coldwater Road. The Aurelia OPP Crime Unit is assisting with the investigation. The office of the Ontario Fire Marshal is expected to be on the scene this morning, said Aurelia Deputy Fire Chief Chris Ferry after a 67-year-old woman was hospitalized and in serious condition after the blaze. All the tenants in the 28-unit building were evacuated and had to find somewhere else to sleep last night. It's not known how long they will be forced to be out of the building, but Ferry said the fire was contained to one unit. However, he said there was smoke and water damage as a result of the blaze. The cause has not yet been determined.